The Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. Whatever stage your business is at, there's always time to imagine sustainable, positive change. AIB, for the life you're after.
Well, we heard from David Walsh how artificial intelligence may be able to do some jobs better than humans. But really, maybe we shouldn't be written off just yet. There are certain things that only an Irish human can do, which may be beyond even AI's capability, as writer Fiona Looney has been pondering.
There's carnage on the red carpet over reports that newcomer actress Tilly Norwood is being courted by Hollywood talent agents. Now, this is not a simple case of a bunch of older actors up in well-toned arms over the new kid on the block. There's greater creative stakes at play here, because Tilly Norwood is not human. Rather, the pretty brunette is an AI-generated actress.
3 seasons and a podcast.
Tilly Norwood, 100% AI generated
by some company called Particle 6.
The brainchild of a Dutch tech company predicting huge things for its newest star. The resulting outcry from real cut them and they bleed actors and creatives is more a response to Tilly the harbinger than it is to Tilly the actor.
No, are you serious?
Yes.
That's an AI, good lord, we're screwed.
Like so many other industries, film's human components are under threat from the relentless tide of AI. With unions and others concerned that the technology already widely used in content creation will one day soon replace the people. And it's not just the sexy jobs that are in AI's sights. A study this week from Microsoft has revealed the jobs most at risk of being replaced by the new technology, with people working in offices and sales identified as being particularly vulnerable.
Open the pod bay doors, Hal.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
The top 10, in case you're looking forward to a day off, are translators, historians, mathematicians, proofreaders, coders, writers, statisticians, sales reps, technical writers, and journalists. But what about the jobs AI can't do?
Does not compute. Does not compute. Does not compute.
In Ireland, we pride ourselves on human interaction and the personal touch, and it's hard to imagine AI adapting to the many nuances and contradictions of the way we work. Would AI be capable of delivering a parcel addressed to Twink, Ireland, with the same quiet efficiency as the redoubtable human postal service has already done? Could an AI assistant in a wedding dress shop advise an excited bride that her unsuitable dress is absolutely perfect? But what if we just tried doing this? Could news of local births, marriages and deaths ever be artificially transmitted as efficiently as the Bush Telegraph of Irish mammies? Would an AI butcher understand exactly how much meat constitutes just a bit more, so she'll be hungry after training? The idea of being audited by an AI accountant, a profession also identified as endangered, veers between tedious and terrifying. A young fella will always be better than a computer at giving you just the right amount of spin on a waltzer. It might be possible for AI to keep bees, but it wouldn't be nearly as funny to see it suited up. We might appreciate the efficiency of AI, but we're a nation that thrives on small talk, idle gossip, and the delicious back and forth of even the slightest negotiation. And with that comes an acceptance of human frailty and fallibility. Without people, we would never have had Saipan or the cancelled Garth Brooks concerts. And sure, what would we have had to tear our hair out over then?
The dream still lives. And my dream is for us to love one another. All of us.
As my own job is also on the endangered list, I thought I'd leave the last word to our AI overlords.
As we stand at the crossroads of innovation and identity, the question is no longer just what AI can do, but what we're willing to let go of and what we must choose to keep human.
There. Perfect. But also zero crack. Maybe for now, in this still real world, we should stick with a little less perfection and a few more laughs. After all, we're only human.
Fiona Looney there.